Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. We appreciate you tuning us in today. I trust you're getting ready to go to the house of God this morning. And just give us a few minutes of your time to open the Word of God this morning. Maybe be a blessing in the songs and then the Scriptures, the Word of God as it goes out today. We want to send it out to your heart this morning. And I pray for those needs, of course, your needs that no doubt there are many. Some of you have burdens you're carrying this morning. And we want you to feel like it. You can carry them to the Lord. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. You are a dependent of God. If he has saved you and washed you in his blood, you are his. You belong to him. He's your Savior, God, your Father, Holy Spirit, your Comforter, the Word of God, your direction. And God will bless you today if you'll look to him. I want to send it out to, of course, those that are lost, or those that don't have a Savior, never given your life to Jesus. You're missing the best thing that you could ever do is give your heart and life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let him have his way in your heart this morning. And so we want to talk to the shut-in. You hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning, not able to get out to be in the house of God. I trust God will, and he will, if you'll look to him, he'll give you strength and grace for the day. And you pray that God would have his way. Pray for our nation today. Pray for Israel. Israel's at war this morning. And let's be much in prayer for them and God's people. Maybe an unbelief, but they're still God's people. Abraham had the blessing given. They'll bless them that blesses him. They'll curse them that curse him. So it's better to bless them this morning. And Jesus was a Jew. Thank God for that. And the disciples were. So we have a great heritage this morning. Let's pray for Israel as a nation, for the people there, of course, the whole nation this morning, that God would bless them and undertake their needs today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Pray that God would have his way this morning in every heart. Fathers, we bow in your divine presence this morning. We want to thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the grace of God, everything that you've done for us. We're grateful to you for it. I pray you'd bless every need in Radio Land this morning. Touch those that are sick and suffering. Be near to them this morning. Put your healing hand upon their body, if it be thy will, and deliver them from whatever they're going through with this morning. I pray, God, for those that's away from you, drifted away, gotten out into sin, out of church, away from God. I pray you deal with their heart today and draw them with cords of love, because you still love them, and you'll still give them victory if they'll just look to you over the sin that's in their life. And so we want to remember those. God, have you will and way. Help our nation this morning. Pray, dear Lord, that you touch every heart and every need. And Lord, bring conviction upon the sinner. Bless the saints of God as they labor and work for you, and to be a witness of God's grace in this hour. Have you will and way now. Lead us in the broadcast. We'll bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. We're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to you today. And then, of course, we'll be going into the Word of God. I've been trying to talk to you off and on about the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, Paul said, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And God's gospel, the gospel of Christ, is real this morning. Amen. So we're going to have some songs. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing. Amen.
Wash and wash away. can make me whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. All of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wistful eye to Jordan's stormy banks. It is better farther on. singing, it is better for the wrong, for the wrong still go farther, count the milestones one by one. Jesus will forsake you never.
Amen. Well, I tell you, you've got a better place to go on these days, and we're surely going there, and that's going to be a great day when we do. All right, take your Bibles this morning. Romans chapter 1, we've been trying to preach on the gospel of Christ. I want to tell you this morning, the only thing that's going to take care of the problems of America and the problems in your life and your family's life is the gospel of Christ. Jesus can change hearts. He can change nations if they'll turn to Him. And he's very much powerful today, as he always has been. And Romans chapter 1 said Paul was writing the words here, and he was very clear on what he believed in. He said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And so it's by the blood of Jesus. This morning, the gospel of Christ is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he's soon coming again, come back to get us one of these days. That's going to be a glorious day when he does. So the gospel of Christ, very much a real thing. There's some things that it does this morning, the gospel of Christ. There's some things that that folks can get their life changed if they'll just listen to the word of God. And so it's the gospel of Christ, and he makes it very clear on what it does this morning. Gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation, and to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So it's the gospel this morning, and it's real, and it works, it's powerful, and it's sharper. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And so I want you to notice over in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 this morning what the gospel of Christ does. First of all, it's got unsearchable riches. The gospel of Christ holds the key to unsearchable riches for your life today. In Ephesians chapter 3, the Bible said in verses 8, and he said, "And to me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given?" Now, this is Apostle Paul talking. "Is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ?" And that's what the gospel does. It gives you unsearchable riches. Amen. Things that you cannot even imagine that can be done for you is done because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Believe the gospel. Believe on him. "And he that believeth on him shall not be condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already." That's what the Bible said. And so the gospel of Christ has unsearchable riches of grace. Amen. Grace, my goodness, the grace of God so real. And so it's powerful. And the word of God's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, because it brings to you the divine word of the living God. It's abounding with grace. In verses in verses 2, the Bible said, "If ye have heard the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward, it's given me unto you." So it's abounding with grace, the gospel of Christ. And it's powerful. The grace of God, the dispensation of the grace of God. That's what is given unto us by the mercy of an almighty God. He loves you this morning. He wants to save you. If you're not a Christian, he wants to save your loved ones. He wants to save your friends, and the gospel of Christ will change their life. "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." So it's abounding with grace. Amen. The Bible said the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's to the Jew first. Oh, yes, to the Jew first. God sent it to the Jew first. You think you're boasting today because you seem to be something, brother. He sent it to the Jew first, and then also to the Greek. And he sent it to everybody that would hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to the Jew first, and also unto the Greek. And that's what he said. And so we find that it's real this morning, and to the Jew first, and then also to the Greek. Now, those deserve the grace of God. There's none living today that don't deserve the grace of God. Why? Because you're a sinner. You're a sinner. God didn't send you grace because you was good. He didn't send you grace because you were wonderful. He didn't send you grace because that you thought a lot of yourselves. He didn't send you grace because you worked for Him and because you've done something. He didn't send you grace because you give money to the church. Amen. He sent you grace because you was a sinner. This morning, you deserve salvation. God loves you. You see, we're the fallen race of Adam. When Adam sold us out, Jesus bought us back. Amen. And so the grace of God, the gospel of Christ, has unsearchable grace and given to us, and also to the Gentiles. Yes, sir. He came to the dogs of the Gentiles. Amen. He reached way down in the miry clay of the Gentile dogs and picked us up and put our feet on solid rock. Isn't that a blessing of this morning? So God's grace, the gospel of Christ, has got unsearchable riches. I mean riches, brother. Now, God's not concerned about money. He's not talking about an unlimited credit card. He's talking about the gospel of Christ. God gives you unlimited grace and riches, the riches of mercy, and all of these. And God's got treasures unknown. God's got prepared some things for us that we can't even imagine what God's done for us. And it's because of the grace of God. And so the gospel of Christ has unsearchable riches, and that it's abounding with grace. And then the gospel of Christ reveals God's manifold wisdom. Amen. Look in verse 10 of the same chapter in Ephesians chapter 3. The Bible said, to the intent that ye now, that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Amen. The church is preaching the gospel of Christ today, and you can find out and reveal to you the manifold wisdom of God. How wise was God in creation? God was wise in creation. He made everything that you see today, everything you could imagine, He's made it. There's nothing made that was not made by Him. Amen. And so it's because of the gospel of Christ, the manifold wisdom of God. Everything operates today right in sync with God's will. God's in control this morning. You may think the world's out of control. There's war in Israel. There's Hamas murdering people. You may think that God don't know anything about him, and He's not controlled, but He's still God. He knows exactly what's taking place. As a matter of fact, you go into the Word of God, and He tells you exactly what's taking place today that was going to take place one of these days. Now it's upon us. It's here. It's upon us today. And because God told us about that, His wisdom, amen, God knows what's going on. He knows how it's going to end. Amen. God knows exactly how it's going to end. I'm going to tell you something, friend. We're not going to lose because of Christ. We're not going to lose. Amen. Brother, we've got Christ on our side. And brother, if God be for us, who can be against us? Thank God for that this morning. And so the gospel of Christ reveals the wisdom of God. The gospel of Christ, of course, concerning the mystery of Christ. Verse 4, the Bible said, whereby when you read, you may be understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now, Paul preached the gospel of Christ, and within that gospel that he was preaching reveals the mystery of Christ. Amen. The church age was a mystery. Amen. The church age was a mystery. After them, God revealed that because of the gospel of Christ. The Word of God tells us exactly where we're at today. He knows exactly what's going on. He's not worried one bit about what's going to take place. We know who's going to win. Hey, friend, I've read the last chapter. I know how it's going to turn out because the Word of God tells us exactly what's going to take place and who's going to win this war against God. God, because we're going to win, because we're on the winning side. Amen. So there we find the manifold wisdom of God that reveals the mystery of Christ, concerning the mystery of Christ, concerning this dispensation of Christ. In verse 2, the dispensation of Christ. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, word. God gave it to Paul. God gave it to us. God gave it to him. And so, brother, that's what the gospel of Christ does. You can learn because of the gospel of Christ. The greatest teacher in the world is what the gospel of Christ is based upon, where it came from, and the wisdom and his mercy and his grace is all wrapped up in one. Amen. So we found the gospel of Christ reveals God's manifold wisdom. Then the gospel of Christ reveals also the gifts of the gospel. The Bible said in verse 7, wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. God gives, he gives the gifts, and brother, he gives the gifts of the gospel. We've got preachers, we've got pastors, we've got evangelists, we've got teachers, we've got missionaries, we've got all of those because of the gospel of Christ. God knows exactly what's needed in America today. You say, how can we help America? Pray that God would open the eyes and the hearts of those in leadership and those in our country today, and that the mercy and grace of God might abound unto them. They'd get saved, and brother, God will change their life, and they'll be happy to be saved. Amen. Thank God for that. And so we should pray for our nation today. Verse 7, he said, I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God. The gift of the gospel. The manifold wisdom of God shows us he knows how to choose those that's needed to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul, he tells us himself in the Word of God, he said, I was the chief of sinners, but God saw fit to quit me, call me, and putting me into the ministry, and that he counted me faithful. Amen. Brother, God knows exactly what he's doing today, and no need of getting alarmed this morning. No need of chewing your fingernails today. No need of trying, I think things not going to turn out right. God's still in control today. Let God lead your life. Rest upon God's grace and realize today God is still in control, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He knows and he understands, my friend. You need to trust God today because of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of it, Paul said. It's a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. God's gospel today. And you let God have your life this morning. You let God touch your life today. And he'll bless you if you'll let him this morning. Amen. Amen. Listen, my friend. Let God have your life today. Let God come in your heart this morning because of the gospel of Christ.